culture. Well, all these programs are made possible by you, the members. If you'd like to become a member, go to kbu.fm and click on donate. Thanks for listening.
This is John Schuck. On the next Beloved Community, I welcome Cynthia McKinney, former Congresswoman and candidate for president. She speaks candidly about 9/11, the deep state, COINTELPRO, the Russians, the media, Israel, and more. Beloved Community, August 10th, Friday, 9 a.m. on KBOO.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Thursday, August 9th, 2018, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, Community, Sanctuary, Solidarity, Unity, and every day is Labor Day, at least this month, because the changes that are already inherent in the system, we're going to be seeing the results of that played out over the next few years, all of it couched in that seductive, hypnotic language of high-tech gadgetry. Because after all, who doesn't want to be the first person to have the next hottest thing, right? To show all their friends. And if that's going to be a self-driving car, which, of course, could always take you straight off a cliff or to a police station, or straight off a cliff whereupon you land on a police station. All of those things, we never think about the consequences of our actions. We only think about what's the next best thing. Then that said, weather a little bit for today and the next few days, well, you could just imagine what we're in for. Today, and this is a direct quote from the National Weather Service, widespread haze, no kidding, sunny, hot, it's going to highs around 100, and tonight temperatures dropping off to a balmy 66. Tomorrow for Friday, widespread haze again, and partly sunny with a high around 83. Phew. Tomorrow night's, there is a slight chance of showers late in the night, mostly cloudy, lows around 64. And Saturday, a slight chance of showers before noon, otherwise cloudy, highs around 80, and the perfect weather to go to a KBOO celebratory street party. And Saturday night, same thing, lows around 61, same street party, KBOO. And for Sunday, sunny skies, highs in around 84, and overnight lows around 60. Now, we have a couple of thoughts for the day, because after all, it's Labor Day. Imagine what happens when there are no more jobs at all. We talked about that yesterday. And it's, of course, not an accident, is it? It's another tortoise on a fence post. It's the most grandiose plan ever conceived to rid America of unions forever. There have been a couple of awkward, deadly efforts to achieve this goal in other countries by regime change, and then bloody chaos. Iraq, of course, springs to mind. I don't know how they thought they might pull this off in Afghanistan, but it might have been somebody's bright idea at some point. The situation in Iraq was that Iraq was doing really quite well. They were a very progressive nation, despite Saddam Hussein. And they'd come to the attention of the State Department, which disliked the idea of an equitable society. So what they even had like unions for people who were out of work. Wow, it was so great. So what they did was come up with a reason to invade, and they did so hoping to overthrow everything and install their own puppet government, take advantage of all of that oil and rebuild the economy with no restrictions on how workers' lives are put to use, with no unions at all. And we saw what happened there. We're going to be speaking today with Greg Coleridge at Move to Amend. Greg is someone who has devoted some thought to the past of unions, which apparently people these days are, including some union members, are blissfully unaware of again, how many lives it cost to achieve a 40-hour work week, and safety regulations on the job, all kinds of protections for workers. Apparently, people today believe that was all just, it took nothing to achieve that. That just simply sprang fully formed from the head of pretty much nobody. That's the reasoning we see enacted over and over again these days. So a little bit of history is refreshing, and a little bit of future considerations is not refreshing. It's pretty scary. I think we're going to have Greg on the line in just a moment. And until we do get him on the line, we want to just talk a little bit about Labor Day and why it's such a great opportunity for organizations like Move to Amend to make personal and issue connections with members of labor unions. Many fundamental rights and protections of working people, weekends, eight-hour workday, collective bargaining, the end of child labor, employee-based health coverage, such as it is, workplace safety, all of this that we mentioned before, came into being because working people organized powerful movements that created positive change. Please, people, remember that. When unions are in the future represent robots, as robots become the skilled labor of the future, what happens to skill? Who will be the guardian, the keeper of this particular flame? If humans abandon the skilled labor, And that is handed over to our digital friends out there, who will, we are promised, be ever so human in form and function. Well, then who will remember any of those skills? And will we be beholden forever? Because if people forget these skills that we're told be handed over to robots or machines in the future, if we lose track of that, if we forget those skills ourselves, and we find out that living with the robots is not exactly the heaven that has been sold to us, then what do we do? You can't destroy something that upon which we've become dependent. Just the real question is, how dependent do we become upon robots? There have been plenty of news stories lately, I'm sure you've seen them, of robots performing certain types of surgery. Okay, well, let's say that you desperately, you know, 100 years from now, you desperately need this particular surgery, and there are no human beings to perform it. So a robot's going to perform it, and a robot can do anything it wants. It can put a chip in, it can cause other types of disease. It may hit you further down the line and are untraceable back to that initial operation, whatever it is. You see, We don't think ahead. We don't think about the future. We don't think about some of the sordid implications down the line. All we see as Americans is just keep buying, be a good consumer. Whatever the newest thing is, buy it right away. Don't ask questions. Don't look at the future. Just buy that goddamn contraption as fast as you can before the next person has it in their hot, sweaty little hands. Move to Amend is one of those organizations now today that everyone knows, thanks to the 24-hour news cycle. They are busy organizing a powerful movement to create real change, they say, and a constitutional amendment is just part of that change, to abolish corporate rights and money considered free speech. In terms of unions, think about that. If as we have seen, money trumps free speech, and corporations have all the rights that an individual does. How do unions fit into that? How does the future of labor incorporate that paradigm? Something people haven't thought about. Maybe it's well past due, thinking a little bit and talking about this. If this is shared, it's good, of course, to share stuff online, and it's great to put it up on your Facebook or even do a website or something. But let's not lose sight of the fact that it's one-on-one, face-to-face, not face-to-book, that is the original power of free speech. That's really what we were talking about when we talk about free speech. Google, of course, has a power to take all the information it has about us and incorporate that in what we still think of as our own free speech. In other words, we're saying what we think. But more often than not these days, saying what we think is filtered through Google. So it's more what Google thinks that we think. You could have a lot of fun with this if you are a thinking type person, by creating an image of yourself for Google that is drastically different from who you are. So Google's filters will produce a you that you would hardly know. It's maybe a fun adventure sometime on some rainy day. That said, the future of unions is something right now fragile and in need of fortification and protection. All this week, the weeks to come, the days to come up until Labor Day, these are some questions that we really should be asking ourselves. We will be living in a very different world very soon. We don't perhaps realize how unions and a nation of strong, protected labor rights, how that contributes to social justice, environmental justice, and every other aspect of what we believe that we have built for ourselves here in the United States. Just a few questions to ask oneself in the days ahead. This has been Air Cascadia for Thursday, August 9th, 2018. Kip Kruger has engineered the show for us today. Thanks, Kip. Derek Crooks is our AM News and Public Affairs Director. Thanks, Derek. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts. Know your rights and take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.
KABU Community Radio holds open meetings concerning the operations and programming of KABU in accordance with requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certification requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Information about KABU Community Radio's open meeting policy is available by calling the station at 503-231-8032. Meetings will be held at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, Portland, unless otherwise noted. The Engineering Committee